This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. New Mexico health officials have confirmed they're moving ahead with vaccination distribution. Today, the latest group to become eligible included people 75 and older, as well as residents with underlying medical conditions that place them at greater risk from COVID-19. The list also includes essential employees who can't work remotely. State officials said earlier this week that New Mexico is among the leading states when it comes to vaccination rates. They estimated that between 62,000 to 68,500 vaccines had been administered in New Mexico from a supply of more than 106,000 doses. New Mexico Today reported an additional 1,645 confirmed COVID-19 infections that pushed the statewide total since the pandemic began to more than 153,000. Another 30 deaths were also reported Friday, bringing that tally to 2,710. Under the updated vaccination plan released today, state officials acknowledged that the number of people now eligible to be inoculated is much larger than the available supply, so the groups are being prioritized. For example, frontline essential workers will be vaccinated in order ranging from family home caregivers and child care workers, followed by teachers involved in in-person learning, to grocery store workers, agriculture workers, public transit workers, and others. The next phase will cover people 60 and older, as well as other essential workers who cannot work remotely. The final phase will include everyone over the age of 16. The New Mexico Supreme Court has overturned the child abuse convictions of an Albuquerque man in the 2015 death of an infant who had multiple bruises on his head and body. A divided court ruled there wasn't enough evidence to support Christopher Garcia's convictions, saying prosecutors failed to prove that the 14-month-old boy would not have died absent the defendant's failure to seek medical care. The court ordered dismissal of the charges against Garcia, who had been sentenced to life in prison plus an additional 4 years to avoid a double jeopardy violation. The ruling raised immediate concerns for New Mexico Attorney General Hector Balderas. He said New Mexico is already one of the most dangerous states in the U.S. for children, and the ruling will make it more difficult to hold child abusers accountable. New Mexico's top-ranked state senator says Democrats will push for direct financial relief to low-income frontline workers who have borne the brunt of the pandemic during the upcoming legislative session. The idea already is popular among minority Republican legislators. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Peter Wirth said today that pandemic relief efforts are likely to take center stage at the outset of the 60-day session that begins January 19th. Wirth also is outlining new details of a push to channel more money each year toward public education. A political shift among Senate Democrats also may lead to more progressive tax rates. He said efforts are underway to channel some of the state's robust financial reserves toward workers and small businesses. Reserves have swelled to about $2.5 billion, or 34% of annual general fund spending obligations. Worth noted that new federal direct aid to state government is more likely now that the U.S. Senate is controlled by Democrats after Tuesday's runoff elections in Georgia. A push also is underway among Democrats, including Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, to channel more money each year toward early childhood education from the state's multi-billion dollar permanent funds. In a new twist, Worth said proposals are being prepared that would also channel that trust money toward K-12 education to address the state's struggling school system and the threat of court intervention. This is KUNM.